Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, Ernie Show.
Hi, Ernie. I think you just sent me a message. I was just about to listen to it.
No, I called and didn't reach you, and I just hung up because I thought that you were leaving a message. You wanted me to call you back.
Okay, that's fine. Main thing is we got a hold of each other, so I just emailed the loan documents to you.
Okay.
So those are there in your inbox. I was talking to my funding department. It looks like we could probably get this funded for you possibly tonight, if not tomorrow, if you can get those back to us. So I don't know if you have a fax machine or a scanner or whatnot at your house, but pretty minimal we need, really. But that'll allow us to go ahead and get it funded for you.
Okay, so what the it's the loan documents that I have to sign? I'm trying to figure out send me.
Yep, that's it. Just the loan documents. I believe it's only 4 pages. Let's see here. 6 pages, sorry. So
okay.
I think your first signature is not actually required until page... I believe it's page 3.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let me double check here. Yes, sir. Page 3, just your signature, title, and date. They've got your title down as a church administrator.
Uh-huh.
And the page 4, got a signature and date on there.
Okay.
Just you, and then just the 5th page is just so we can actually set up the ACH authorization just to allow us to collect the funds for the payback and also wire the funds to you as well.
Okay.
And then there's a site inspection that they'll do. You don't have to be present for that. I put Paul as a point of contact. Basically, I told him, hey, it's a church. It's not like it's... the reason they do that is just... If the loan amount's more than $50,000, they'll want to make sure it's not some fraud where it's someone working out of their garage or something like that. So.
Okay. All right.
But,
all right. Well, as I indicated, I'm trying to get out of town, so I'm still doing some of that last-minute running around.
Got to pack and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's... Well, let's see, it's 5, it's 3 there, so I need to just get this back to you. You close at 6 there?
I'll be here till probably around 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, so 6:30 your time.
6:30, that gives me an hour to get that signed and back to you. I'll try my best.
Okay, I do appreciate that. If you need some more time, just let me know. I can stay in the office a little bit. I just have my son is in a summer camp, and I have to pick him up at a certain time.
I understand that. I'm making one personal stop here. Then I've already left the office. I went back into the office to get you the documents that you had requested, the check that you should have gotten, the voice check.
I see that on the driver's license as well. So
we're in the driver's license. So I took off and... Well, let me try to get home, get those documents, and then I'll try to get the facts back to you, hopefully before 6, you say 6 o'clock your time? You want to leave at 4.
I can leave at 4:30, it's fine. His school doesn't actually close till 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, so.
Okay, but. All right, let me do my best to get it back in today.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye now.
You too. Thanks, Ernest.